Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the ninth day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 608, and so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Menachem Tendler of U City Shul, which is the Beit HaMedrash HaGadol Shari Chesed in St. Louis, Missouri, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Tendler slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Tendler will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholam, where Rabbi Tendler will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tendler.
Thank you so much, Rosh Kaya. Thank you so much for having us back. So I just wanted to learn together a Gemara of Avizara, a few of the Aleph that the Gemara tells us about Judaism's, one of Judaism's most famous converts, Unklus Hager. And the Gemara relates to us that the Emperor Hadrian found out that Unklus, who was his nephew, had accepted the Jewish religion, and he became one of the foremost Torah scholars. And the Hadrian was beside himself. He sends a group of soldiers to arrest Unklus and bring him back to Rome in chains. The Gemara tells us the soldiers arrived. Unklus greets them in a very friendly manner. He talks to them, maybe some theology, some religion. And the Gemara tells us that his words impressed them tremendously, and the soldiers threw themselves at his feet. They wanted to become his students, and they begged him to convert them to Judaism. Okay? The Gemara goes on to say, Hadrian sees that this group of soldiers don't come back. He sends another company of brave warriors with the instruction to bring Unklus in chains, and he adds on now, no discussions, don't talk to him about religion or anything, arrest him on the spot, and bring him back to Rome. Says the Gemara, Unklus again warmly receives them, and he says, I know, you have to listen to the command of Hadrian, but I want to ask you one question, and that is, in the Roman court, the common soldier carries the torch for the officer for the general holds the torch for the emperor, each one serves the next. But tell me, who does the emperor carry the torch on behalf of? And they respond that the emperor doesn't serve anybody. He's the highest authority. So Unklus says, I just want to make a point to them. He says, I want to make a point. The God of Israel, Hashem, in spite of his greatness, still deems it necessary to be the one to personally give the light to Klal Yisrael with the pillar of fire for 40 years in the desert. Again, the Gemara says, this made a tremendous impression on the soldiers, and they immediately give up their mission, and they become faithful students of Unklus. Okay, so two groups are down. The Hadrian then sends a company of troops with the highest officers, and he says, you're not allowed to talk to him, nothing, you got to arrest him, and Zehu. So the messengers arrive, the Gemara tells us, and they start carrying out the emperor's orders without delay. They chain him up, they lead him out of the house, and as Unklus is walking out of the door, he stops and joyfully kisses the mezuzah. Very strange. What are you doing kissing the doorpost? So they didn't muzzle Unklus, he could still talk. And Unklus says, the king sits inside his palace, and the guards protect him from the outside. But the Jewish king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allows his servants to sit quietly inside the home, while he remains outside to protect us. And the Gemara says that they too asked to become students of Torah. Okay, this is the Gemara. Asks Reb Shlomo Volba, he says, all right, it's a nice story, but this Gemara sounds like Jewish propaganda. How does it make any sense that you have the greatest servants of Hadrian, who do not believe in Judaism. They want to take down Kol Yisrael. This is an embarrassment. They're also embarrassed that Unk was converted to Judaism. Does it make any sense whatsoever that after hearing a few explanations, or one explanation for each group, these officers are going to go ahead and turn everything around? It's not possible. There has to be more that actually took place. Otherwise, this is just propaganda. So listen to this. This is incredible. Shlomo Volba explains the Gemara as follows. He says, and I'm not sure which commentator he gets this from, but he tells us that Unklus always kept the Chumash with him. Next to, Unklus was most inspired by Parshas Kedoshim. And he had about the holiness of Kol Yisrael. And Unklus says to the first group of soldiers, "Do you have holy people?" And they said, of course you have holy people. Our priests, right? He says, well, what makes them holy? They said, holiness is when you remain celibate, you fast a lot, you stay off of alcohol, you don't get involved in the world. So Unklus says, okay, well, can you all be priests? You know, is it possible for everybody to be holy like that? And they responded, of course not. If everybody would be holy like that, there'll be no religion to continue. So Unklus points into our holy Chumash, and he says, the Torah tells us, Dabar al kaladat b'nei Yisrael, v'amart alein kedoshim tiyu. There's no mitzvah to be a rabbi. You're not holier just because you have smicha. What's holiness? Holiness is not somebody who leaves this world and separates from this world. Holiness is when somebody lives life to its fullest. When somebody who is involved in the world and yet understands that there's boundaries, there's middos, there's borders around how to utilize everything that Hashem puts into the world. A person who knows how to fear and respect their father and mother. A person who owns a field but leaves over fallen and forgotten grain for the unfortunate. A person who walks around the streets and makes sure not to speak Lashon Hara. A person who doesn't bear a grudge. A person who's fully invested and does their work honestly. That's a holy person. It's not the title that a person's taking on like by the rest of the world. And when the first group, says Rav Volba, heard this concept, it blew them away. It blew them away. There's no division between a title and a yid. That's really the only title we have on the front of our jerseys, right? We're all yidden. And everybody could be holy and should be holy in the same way. It's not about holier than thou. And there was a very powerful truth for this first group that was worth converting for. And then the second wave of soldiers shows up. And Unklus says to them, who holds the torch for who? Right? They responded, well, the emperor is the top. So Unklus says to them, by us, the Ribbono Shel Olam holds the light for us and says to every person, Kedoshim Tiyu, you are the holy ones. Now, how is this possible? Because every mitzvah, who is it for? The mitzvah of honoring one's parents. Hashem personally doesn't gain anything from that. We're not directly serving Hashem. Of course we are, because he commanded us. But does Hashem gain anything from that? The mitzvah of taking maaser and giving tzedakah to an orphan, a widow, a convert, a person with no support system. Does Hashem gain anything from that? Who are these mitzvahs for? It's for me. It's for the next person. It's the mitzvahs of Hashem that are there to give light to us, to make us more godly, to make us mamish, more independent. We don't have namadiki supa. So who's giving light to who? Everything that Hashem does is for Klal Yisrael. Kinar mitzvah b'tayra ar. It's incredible. Hashem's serving us perhaps even more than we're serving him with the mitzvahs that he's given us. And this concept astounded the second group. And they contemplated. These weren't slouches. These people put work into life. They were thinkers. And they decided, I need to study more of this. I need to understand this. And then the third group shows up. And they see Unklus kiss the mezuzah. And Unklus says, the mezuzah's on the outside. And we're the ones who are protected on the inside. Meaning generally the ruler is the one who sets the tone for what's going to happen. If the king wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, you better get out of the way for the rest of the day. But by Klal Yisrael, Unklus tells them, we run the show. We're not dependent on Hashem's mood, Chas V'Shalom, how that is. We know Hashem Tilcha. Hashem is our shadow. Nothing happens without Klal Yisrael. If we follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're promised there's going to be rain, there's going to be bounty, there's going to be bracha. Everything that's promised in the Torah is going to come to us, but it's dependent on us. It's not dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. Of course it's dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, I'll give you the power. If we give tzedakah and do kindness, Hashem reciprocates. So who's setting the tone in the morning? Who's setting the tone for the day, for the year? Who's running the show? It's Bnei Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael. Granted, it's based upon the being bestowed upon us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what a kayach, what a tremendous power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Bnei Yisrael, to the people of the world. And this opportunity blew them away as well, the Gemara is telling us. And they also asked to become Talmid. But this Gemara, we see not only the bracha and the tremendous opportunity that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has given us, but the relationship, the oneness. Yes, of course, we know with our Amunah B'Tochen, everything that exists, we can't lift a finger, we can't do anything without the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, with his tremendous chesed, also looks at us, at his beautiful children, and he tells us that when we come to daven for something, when we follow in his ways, on any mitzvah we take on, every minute that we set aside of our day, of our week, to involve ourselves in Dveikas Hashem, to connect ourselves to him, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, that's what's going to give the world power. That's what's going to bring bracha to everything that exists that's what's going to bracha to mamish, everything that exists in the world. And this, the time that we spend together here, davening together, creating more dveikus to Hashem together, should serve as a schus to us, to our families, and of course, the soldiers in the IDF and the hostages that through the kayach that Hashem has given us, has bestowed upon us as well, we should all be zeicha to speedily having tremendous bracha come to all of Klal Yisrael. And with that introduction, and with the kayach that we have together that Hashem has bestowed upon us through the words of our tefillah and the words of, and the actions of our chesed, our mitzvahs, let us come together and recite the following kapitluch of Tehillim as well as the Misha Berach. We begin by reciting Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancho Adinoi Diyon Tzara Yisagev Koshem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh Umitziyon Yisradeko Yizkor Kol Mincho Yisecho Voilascho Yidash Neselom Yitem Lecho Kivo Becho Becho Laksosko Yemalei Niran Nabi Shua Secho Gushem Eloheinu Nidgoil Yemalei Adinoi Kol Neshalei Secho Ato Yodati Ki Hoishi Adinoi Meshichoi Yaneu Mishmei Kodshoi Begura Yisisha Yeminoi Eilev Orecheb V'Eilev Basusim Ba'anachnu b'shem Adinoi Eloheinu Nazkir Emokoru v'nofolu Ba'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidot Adinoi Yoshio Amelech Yavneinu V'yoin Koreinu Ilim Chav Gimel, Psalm 23 Mizmor L'David Adinoi Roi Loi Echtor V'noiz Deshe Yarbi Tzeini Ame Menucho Yitina Haleini Nafshi yishoy veiv, yanchini b'magli tzedek l'ma'an shemoyim, tam ki eilich b'gei tzal movev, lo ira ro, ki ato imodi, shivticho u'mishan techo, eimo yinachamuni, tarech lefonai shulcho, negetzoy rizhoi, dishanto b'ashem min roishi, koisi rivoyom. Achtoi v'chesed, yedifuni kol yemecha yohoi, v'shavti b'veisa adeinoi, v'yoi rech yomim. Hilam Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Yer l'maloi, sesoina elorim, me'ayin yavoi ezri, ezri me'im adeinoi, yoisei shomayim v'oret, al yitena moidrag lecho, al yonum shoim rechom, Hinei lo yinom b'lo yishon, shoymer Yisrael. Adinoi shoymrecho, adinoi silko, al yav yiminecho. Yoyim am ha-shemesh bo yakeko, v'yoreach b'loylo. Adinoi yishmorcho mikoro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adinoi yishmor tzeitcho uvoyecho, me'ato v'yadeylo. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha-malohis v'mamakim k'rosicho adinoi. Adinoi shimo v'choyli, k'hen aznecha kashuvois v'kol tachanunoi. Im avoynois tishmor yo, adinoi mi amoi. Finally, Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil David Biyaisoi Bamoros Tefilom. Chayli al Adinai Ezok, Chayli al Adinai Eschanom. Eshpoich lefonov sichi, Tzorosi lefonov agid. Besatev alai ruchi, Viyato yadato nesivosi. Viyarachzu aleich, Pamnu pachlim. Habet yom minuriye, Viyem li makir. Avad monois mi meni, Indereish lenafshi. So achti elecho adinoi, Amarti ato machti. Kelki, Beret zachayi, Makshiv al rinosi, Kidaloi simiyoid. Hasi leini meraitfai, Ki yom su mi meni. Oisi omi masker nafshi, Loi doisa shemecho. Viachti lu tzadikim, Ki sigmoi loloi. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Anasunim batzoru vashivyo. Oim the Bimba Yomu Bain Bayabosho. Amoku Nirachim Aleya and Vietia Misarol Bracha Umiafelo Liro Mishibudagula. Ashtoba Golovis Man Kariv Vinaimar Bain. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. We continue with the Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Aviseinu Avram Yosef Yaakov, Uyavareches, Chayalei Tzvagnal Yisrael, V'yanshe Koyches, Abidachoy, Noem Dema Mishmar Atzeinu, V'yarei Yalei Lehinu, Migmul Alabonai, Bambidbar Mitzrayim, V'menayom Agadoy, Labde Ha'arava, B'chol Mokam Shehim, Bayabosh, Baviru Vayom, Yitein Adonai Yisraveinu, Akamim Aleinu, Nigasim Lefneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yasil Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nego U'machlo V'yishlach Brocha V'atzlocha B'chol Masi Yideyem Yad Bersaninu Tachteyem V'yatrim V'chester Yeshua V'teres Nitzachoyin V'yikum V'makosuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Hoylechimachem Milochem Lochem M'mayvechem Leishia Eschem V'nayma HaRomein. We'll now make a Mishaberach for the Shvuyim. Mishaberach Aviseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron Dovdu Shlomoi, Uyivarech V'yishmar V'yimtzor, Et Nedrei Tzvagin Al Yisrael, Ushvuyav, Beskol Achenu Anasurim Batorav Hashivya, Bavur Shekol HaKohol HaKadosh Hazem Nispal, Bavuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Aleyem V'yitzim Echoshach V'tomo, Besum Aitetem, Hinatik, Umim Tzukaitem, Yoshiyem, Yeshiveh Mehira Lechek Mishpachaytayem, Yoyid Ladanei Chasev Nivoyitzav Lebnei Odom, Yikum ben Mekoshakosov, the Adonai Yeshuvnu Volusim, Birino Bisimcha Soilam, Arosham, Tosin Bisimcha Yasigu, Venatu Yazin, Banachov, Vinayma, Ramein. We'll now make a Mishaberach for Chaylim. Please insert the names of those who are sick at the pause. Mishaberach Aviseinu, Avram Yitzchak, Biakoiv, Maishar and Dov, Rushlomo, Yuvorech, Birape, Yasachaylim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Aleyem Lachimam 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 Lachiyayzom Yishlach Lehem Meirifu Shkev and Hashemayim V'chol Evreim V'chol Gidei Mesei Shachar L'Yisrael Rufuot HaNefesh Rufuot HaGuf Hashtov HaGolov V'zman Kariv V'Noymar Amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Tamler. Really appreciate having you on. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in Yiratz Hashem in the near future. For us here at a Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayers together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. And a wonderful Shabbos.